assured staff in writing that Emerald Point has sufficient funds to complete the work and that those funds will be there to do the work at Phase 12 adequately satisfies the intent of the bond statute that was in place in 1993 when this project was approved. That leads me to my fourth topic, which is what do we propose as a resolution here? Emerald Point asks this commission to do the following. First, enter its decision and order withdrawing and rescinding the stop work order of September 2016. Second, we ask this commission to approve the performance guarantee that has been submitted by Central Bank of Branson, standing behind Emerald Point and assuring that there are sufficient funds to complete the work. Third, we ask this commission in its decision to approve moving forward with the paving of Phase 12 to be completed as soon as possible and waive any requirement to present final engineered grant plans or cost estimates prior to that work being done. Those are the things that we ask this commission to do with respect to this appeal. I would like to conclude by saying, what happens if you deny our appeal? And what I'd say to this is that it harms Emerald Point. We have put in these curbs. It's important to get the paving in. If paving's not done soon, the rain, the water that's going to be running down those gravel roads is going to be washing out and damaging those curbs that are already in place and increasing the cost on our client. It'll make it financially more difficult to complete the work in Phase 12. It also, denying our appeal is going to harm the 150 lots that have been sold in Phase 12 by not having their paved road and overall impact the community as a whole. Mr. Naur, after the passing of his father-in-law, it's not been easy since 2008 for Mr. Snedden to continue to work on this project with this the real estate crisis that it is. Making it more difficult was Mr. Snedden's unexpected passing in 2013. And Mr. Naur is trying to do the right thing to finish out this job. The stop work order is preventing his ability to do that, and we would ask that the appeal be granted. I appreciate very much your time and patience. If you have any questions for me, I'll be glad to address them, or my client, our banker, or Mr. Boyce, if you have any questions. They're here to answer them.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Mueller?
I'm going to waive my points that were made by the earlier gentleman. Thanks.
Okay, that concludes the speakers for tonight. Anyone have any questions? I do for Mr. Cotty. You are here as legal representation for the county tonight.
Actually, I'm here at the request of Bob Atchley. I haven't been officially asked to appear on behalf of the county.
I would like to get your opinion on something.
Sure.
Does the county planning and zoning, our board, have any jurisdiction over private roads within a gated community?
Yes. Yes, they do. The issue is, I understand that on the plat, roadways were described as, quote, private, close quote. It was privately owned property. So all of that property in there is privately owned. The issue is whether or not the roadway is a publicly used roadway. It's the use of it as a public roadway that makes it the subject of zoning regulations. There are private roadways. Your driveway up to your house would be such a private drive and not subject to the same extent to the planning and zoning regulations. But these are public roads. And that's what makes them susceptible to the planning and zoning regulations, not whether they're titled in the name of the developer or the name of the county.
So Mr. Flutter had said, according to what he had read, the developers were encouraged to follow the guidelines. In your opinion, they are expected and they are required to follow the guidelines?
Yes, I do believe that. And I don't want to hedge my answer on this, but the problem is that we kind of are dealing in hypotheticals until something is presented that serves as a basis for estimating the cost so that a performance bond can be determined. The issue that brought us here today is the failure to comply with the regulations requiring a performance bond. None has been given. And to calculate that, you have to know what is proposed to be done. And that's where the flaw is. Without telling us specifically what it is that they propose to do, there's no way of, number one, calculating what the right of the amount of the bond would be, but number two, trying to gauge whether or not it's in compliance with the regulations that do apply.
You guys have any questions for Mr. Cox?
I do not.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman.
I have a question for Tom Boyce, too.
Yeah.
Tom, you're doing the work out there?
Yeah, need to come out. Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
Are you able to put the base and put the asphalt in and complete the project, something you feel you can get done?
Yes. On there, the road conditions that you saw by the video that Bob took when they went out through there, we have not been able to work out there, so water has caused the roads to erode. We did try to heal up against the curbs to salvage what curbs would be left so that water wouldn't run under them. That's why it looks like the dirt's all the way up to the top of the curbs right now. Those would have to all be regraded, all have to be recompacted before the base rock could be installed, then the black base, then the surface on there. Water, sewer, and all that, when they were talking about the other utilities, have all been completed in that area out there, all the rest of the utilities. The roads have been our major holdup out there right now on there.
We were talking about slope.
Yep.
Could a fire truck come up them? Could a school bus come up them?
It'd be steep, and it could not happen, I'll be honest. If there was snow on it, no, on there. I don't think that they could in the snow on there. They were built to the same standards as the other 11 phases in Emerald Point. Some areas are a little steeper. Some are not as steep. Mr. Snaden, when he was alive, basically told us how to build the roads out there. You have to understand, to try to keep it cost effective also for the lots out there. It's easy to make the roads 15% and the lots will cost $200,000 apiece on there. And there was a give or take, I guess I would say, on cutting and filling the roads to a balanced side from the cut side to the fill side on the roads. That was done the same way in all 11 phases at Emerald Point. There are other roads in Emerald Point that are steeper than 15%, way steeper, and there are some that are not out there. It is common practice to not put on the surface coat until most of the building is done. I understand their concerns too, because it does damage the roads. But you generally try to get 50-60% of the construction done before you put on the surface coat, just to save the damage right away to the surface coat on there. A lot of subdivisions, Branson Hills is the same way right now, doesn't have surface coat on it. So it's, you know, that is kind of a common practice, but you need to get it on sometime out there. I mean, the biggest issue that I see going forward, Dan, if I can speak to, we need to complete the site because of erosion control measures that are going to become a problem out there. Without being able to properly work and to finish the site out there, erosion control measures are going to go out of compliance if they're not already, to be very honest with you. We're going to have dirt and erosion running off downstream. We can't get in there to do any work to bring those back into compliance right now. And that at least needs to be done so we can keep it in compliance while everything's being decided also on there. That answer? I mean, I keep hearing the talk about an estimate, Dan, or a cost. There is a cost that can be given, and we've talked about it many times, based on the plans that we have now that were submitted to the county. I can give a cost for the paving, a cost to backfill the curbs. We've given them a cost because we've completed the water, sewer, dry utilities and stuff. So I have worked with Central Bank and talked to them on cost to complete the work that is out there right now. Now, that is not to county standards. That is to pave the roads and complete the work as it is now. Does that answer your question?
Thanks, so. Guys, any other questions for anyone? Are we prepared to vote on this tonight, or do we really need to talk about this?
I'm open to make a motion, and if we had a second, then we could have discussion and then determine by vote if there was comfort level to do that. If the commission's open to that.
I'm open to that.
I would be prepared to make a motion to approve the Emerald Point LLC appeal for the planning administrator's stop work order only if staff recommendations are included. With that approval that are listed, that Bob went through, the six items, which would include an itemized cost estimate and then either a performance bond, irrevocable letter of credit, or cash bond. And if we get a second, then we can discuss it.
As the chair, can I second?
I believe so.
I will second the motion.
So now it's open for discussion.
I don't know what to do about the slope. I don't think there's anything we can do about the slope. It is what it is. Of all the people to do work, the guy that I trust the most in the world is sitting back there, and if he tells me he can do it, that's the guy I trust to get it done. I understand the homeowner's concerns about where they live now, but our focus is just this 12th plat, not the first 11th, so we really can't do anything about what's happened there. And I do think this thing needs to be wrapped up, or it's just going to get worse and worse. And Tom's right. We're going to start to have erosion issues and DNR issues.
I just think the history shows, though, that we do need to have a proper performance bond or letter.
I would agree with that. I also trust the people at Central Bank, if they're going to stand behind it. I know those people. They're good people. If they're going to stand behind it, I trust them.
Well, that would be one of the three options, an irrevocable letter of credit from a certified lending institution or a cash bond, which is what's recommended. So I wouldn't run away from that. No.
Tom says he's able to provide an estimate in terms of what that bond dollar amount would be. That satisfies me.
That would be a change of what the motion is, though, because it specifically speaks to getting an itemized cost estimate. I guess that could come from Tom.
I'm comfortable with that proposal. Are you comfortable with that proposal?
I'm concerned about this. A couple things. I mean, current road standards are for the safety of everybody. You know, Mr. Boyce said, some of those roads out there are already at a much steeper grade than that, but that's not our concern right now. Our concern is what's going on right here. I mean, I didn't get a chance to ask you. I'm sorry you sat down, but what, I mean, in your opinion, is that safe? I mean, some of those were pretty steep. I know 34%. I mean, do you normally put in a road at that grade and feel that you're comfortable with the safety of the community?
Normally, we would not put them in at 34%, just to be very honest with you. Normally, we would not. We have put them in at 20, 25%, but not 34. I have seen them that steep. I have seen the public use them. Is it an ideal situation? No, it is not. I'll just tell you that. The topography laid that out that way, I guess, is another issue that we ran into, and that's how Mr. Snedden had done all the rest of the phases. I mean, part of the problem was, if this was going to be done back in 2007 or whenever it was submitted, and there was, I think, and maybe I'm speaking out of turn here, but I'll talk. There should have been required engineered set of plans with road grades shown on it back at that time. not after I